Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome you once again for a wonderful show that I'm so excited to share with you today. Hey, as a quick reminder, check out our website, MoneyRipples.com. You know, if you haven't got our ebook, Beyond Rice and Beans, 7 Secrets to Free Up Cash Today, you need to get that. It's on there for free. You actually get access to that. So check it out. Also, as a reminder, if you want to make great returns, this is a shout out to our sponsors, American Homeowners Preservation. If you want to make a great return on your money monthly cash flow, amazing returns on your money, and also help people be able to stay in their homes or be able to get out from under their homes, this is exactly what this company does. And this company, you can invest with as little as $100 and be able to make some amazing monthly returns on it. So check out them. Check out American Homeowners Preservation. Their website is www.fundingahp.com. That's FUNDINGAHP.com. So today on our show, I am excited to talk about the number one thing I hear from people when they look to hire me. And it's hilarious, actually, because people, when I ask people, like, if I were met, you know, kind of this financial genie of sorts, and I can grant you any wish you want, what would it be? And people think, and they say, you know what, if I can just make an extra $10,000 a month, that'd be great. And some people will even have that number at first. They might just say, I just want to have the money to come in so that I work in my job or I work in my business because I want to, not because I need to. Okay, well, how much is that? $10,000 a month. And so I don't know where this magic number has come from. For everybody, it's $10,000 a month. Occasionally, I get somebody who's, you know, may already making a lot more money right now, and they might say $20,000 a month or $15,000 a month or something like that, right? But $10,000 is kind of like that magic number. And the reason I want to talk about this today is because I've actually been there. I've been there and done that. You know, I've actually been in a place where I've been able to create that kind of money, even passive or residual wise. So I want to talk about how to do this because it's easier than some people think. But it's also harder than some people think. It does require a little bit more innovation. If you want to do this faster, it does require thinking way outside the box than not. I'll tell you, you're probably going to have to listen. For this to sink in, I would recommend listening to more episodes of the show. I would recommend referring, you know, other people. You know, if you have friends and people you surround yourself with that don't think like this, or maybe they want to, but they're not quite there, you need to be referring them to listen to this show. Because you got to open up your mind first to what's possible. This is exactly what happened to me because in 2005, going into 2006, I mean, 2005, I really didn't think there was any other option besides, you know, save forever, right? Just save and save and save, build up that money, and then live off the interest, which is an option. But here's the deal. If you want $10,000 a month, you really want to create that from the traditional mutual fund type of mentality or even doing things like annuities or whatever it might be, you're going to have to be saving at least probably $3 million total to have that kind of return. Because I'll tell you, most people right now will tell you not to live on more than 2 or 3% of the assets that you have. Because you can't ever guarantee that you're going to have that much of a return on investment, right? So especially with inflation and everything else. So good job. Go ahead. Go out there. Good luck. Save $3 million. You can do it the traditional way. Which is why I was hoping, even in my mid-20s, I was like, man, if I could just even retire by the time I'm 40, that'd be awesome. And that was even building a business as a financial advisor. But when my eyes started to be open in 2006, like, wait a minute, there's so many more options, and you could do it so much faster. And then when I personally experienced it the first time in 2006, the second time was in really about 2016, when I got to experience it the second time of that being a place where I'd say, wow, I could probably retire. That was a big shocker because I didn't actually have a lot of money saved up. And so there's really two ways to do it. And it really comes down to one thing in common. They're all resources. You can either use money or you can use talent. You know, money or value, I would say. If you can use both, it's going to go faster. Because value, if you can figure out ways to provide value in a way that doesn't destroy you, doesn't, you know, completely take up all your energy and time and focus, you could actually do it that way. There's also ways you could do it with money and capital. So let me start there. Money and capital, where can you do that? I mentioned that a podcast I did a little while ago, the two worst investments everybody does, where they throw in more money in their home equity and things like that. I just had a conversation with someone who owns a business where they're saying, yeah, we're buying our first investment property. Well, really, they're moving out of their home and making that investment property and then having a new home, and they're hoping to do that again and then buy their dream home. So it kind of, you know, move to a home, buy it, and move out, upgrade, and then rent it out, right? Which is great. And they're talking about, yeah, let's pay down our home equity line of credit. And I said, hey, you know what? That's probably the worst thing you can do compared to what you could actually create. And I said, well, what's that home equity line of credit? What's that? You know, what is that? Like, okay, it's $135,000. Great. How much do you pay per month? $200 a month. Holy shnikes. Don't you dare pay that thing down. Like, don't you dare pay that thing off faster than you have to. Like, that $200 a month is like dirt cheap money. You can take $135,000 and you could easily probably make at least $1,500, $1,600 a month in doing passive investing in real estate. You know, that's $20,000 a year, you know, versus $2,400. So, yeah, don't do that. You know, don't pay that thing off. Use your money better. So that's definitely one way to do it. You know, and there's other aspects. I mean, there's things like oil and gas. You can do investments in that. There's things like I mentioned AHP at the beginning of this. I mean, AHP is one of those things where I just had a client today, just before I recorded this, where, you know, they're saying, hey, you know what? I might stick money in there short term, you know, because this money I'm probably going to pull out within the year to go remodel our house, but it's doing nothing in the meantime. Cool. That's one option, you know, and he's even doing the strategy where we're throwing money into life insurance and then pulling it right back out and use it again too. We're doing things like that for investing as well. So we're doing things where you can make money twice even, you know? And so there's all kinds of things you can do there. But I'm telling you, you could take money and it just depends on the returns you're getting that could depend on what you actually get. So for example, I've had clients where they're starting out with maybe about $100,000 or so. And definitely over the course of about 10 years, they could probably get to the point where they could about create $10,000 a month just with real estate. You know, especially if they, you know, buy that property and after so many years, sell it, basically take that equity back out and then buy more properties with that same equity. You could definitely create that, especially if you're creating more cash flow. But it depends on the return. Sometimes it takes longer. I mean, you never know. I mean, if you get lower returns on that property or there's a lot of fixing up to do and things like that, it could take you 12 years. It might take you a few years longer. I'll tell you this, that's still probably a lot easier than saving $3 million, right? And that's from $100,000, you know. Now, I have somebody who's already can create $10,000 this month, you know, or not this month. Well, he'd be pretty amazed if he got all closed and done, but it'd probably be within the year. He could create $10,000 a month, but it does require him with about, you know, roughly about $1 million, or pretty close to it. You know, so if someone has between $500,000 to $1 million, you could probably get there quick, within a year to 3 years, no problem. But like I said, it just depends. It just depends on the situation. It depends on what you're doing with it. Like I mentioned, oil and gas, there's some things there that are potential there. I'm actually researching some more deals for potential things that, you know, could actually be relatively stable cash flow plus a return at the end of it too. So almost like real estate in that sense. You know, again, like there's so many different ways to do it. And I don't want to like mention all the different investments because really it's case by case. And that's usually what I work with my clients to work on is figuring out what's right for them, not just for somebody pitching it to them. Because I could tell you about all these different companies and things that they offer, but the truth is that it may not be a right fit for you, right? And so, but the thing is, yes, you can do it with money. By the way, the other thing you could be doing too, and this has happened, and I've mentioned this in another podcast, where maybe it's not just investments, but some of the fastest ways might be paying down debt, which I know, oh my gosh, I just said pay down debt. Yes, that could be a place. You know, that could be a place. Again, if it creates the most cash flow, that would be it. Now, there's other things too, and this is where it gets a little bit trickier. This is where it requires a little bit more of you, because I'll tell you, like for how I did it, like for me personally, like in 2006, the way I did it the first time was completely unintentional. It just worked out that way. It just seemed to make smart business sense. You know, in March of 2006, I quit being a financial advisor, and I didn't know really what I was going to do. My only plan was, to keep doing mortgages. I could keep doing that at least because I felt like I could not deceive people and do mortgages. And then secondly, I could go teach ballroom dancing. And so I was actually looking at going back to college. It was funny because when I actually went to the administration office and said, hey, I only had one class to go. This was like 5 years ago. What do I need to do now? Do I just need to take this one class? And they said, oh, no, you've been out of school for 5 years. So you got to take a year and a half's worth of classes. I'm like, oh, heck with that. Goodbye. You know, so much for getting that degree with, becoming a ballroom dance teacher, right? But in the meantime, like, I was trying to figure out what to do. And the thing that made good business sense is, I was doing mortgages, but I didn't like dealing with all the back end stuff. And this is still true for me today. I've actually still leveraged people to do a lot of the back end work on things because I love teaching. That's the thing I love the most. And it was a friend that brought that up to me, my friend Greg. He said, Chris, hey, what if you just farmed it out? What if you just referred it to somebody who could do it with you and you guys split the deal? And so what was so cool is I had people come in to ask me how to do stuff, but then I would only spend maybe a half hour or so talking about what they could do with a mortgage and then send them on. And then the next thing you know, the following month, I'm getting paid by the mortgage company like $1,000 to $1,500 on average for every little mortgage that went through. And I thought, well, this is freaking awesome. Hey, this is great. I worked a half an hour to make $1,000. What else could I do? And I started doing that with other companies and other businesses that I thought were valuable, that I thought were great, that had high integrity, that I knew wouldn't reflect poorly on me. And there's even some aspects I still do to that to this day. Like, I still make a good chunk of my passive income and residual income from actually being a referral source for people from different sources, different businesses of all kinds. And that's the thing that's amazing. And so you really have to ask yourself, like, what do I have? Like, for me, I had relationships. I had connections. I had people that wanted answers. I could connect them. And so I was a good connector. So I made that the focus. And that's still part of my focus today is, hey, if there's people I can connect with, maybe there's something I do. Now I connect people with way more people than I get paid for. I mean, there's people that I say the majority of people I send referrals to do not pay me. So it's not like I capitalize on every little bit of this, but there are some that I do. And I'll tell you, like, it's so cool to know that, hey, I didn't have to, be the one doing all the work. That could be the one actually sitting back and say, hey, let me make the introduction. Let me give you value, give the business owner value for one, because I'm giving them a great referral. But two, I'm also giving value to the person because they're getting somebody who's credible that actually does a good job for them. In fact, it's so good that they want to send referrals. So there's lots of possibilities there. But that was the way I did it. And it doesn't have to be that way for you. There could be things where you do online stuff. The online world is so amazing right now. There's so many ways you can make money online with either physical products. You could do things like Amazon. You could create an Amazon account to help, generate some extra income, or you just tell people, like, in fact, my wife had done this. She actually made a whole business around weddings, and people, she would be on a couple of Facebook pages where people would say, or blog type sources and forums, and people would say, hey, I'm looking for this. And she's like, hey, here's a great one. It's very blingy. I like it. She'd give them the link. That link would send them to Amazon and they would buy it there. And there'd be a small percentage kickback. What's awesome, though, that many people don't know is that when you go and you use a link like that on Amazon, for the next 30 days, anything else you buy on Amazon, doesn't matter if you refer them to it or not, actually you get credit for it. And so she was getting paid on what they'd go buy other crap, like, whatever it might be, things for their house or whatever it might be, things that they bought on Amazon, she would also get paid on too. And so there's planning, there's intention, there's a little bit of work to do on the front end and even throughout management to do that. But there's definitely streams of income you can create there. So again, that's things with the online space. It could be your stuff, but it doesn't have to be your stuff. You could just be a great referral source, like I've mentioned earlier. I actually have people that I pay that send me referrals. It's like, hey, yeah, I'll pay you a certain amount for that. In fact, when I was in Hawaii on vacation, I actually dropped off a check to one of my friends. It's like, here you go. Thanks for the last three clients he sent me in the last couple months. And obviously, I'm sure he didn't hate that too much. So there's things you can do there. There's like I said, online products, it could be your own, it could be things you're selling, but you're just not having to deliver on. The reason I record a lot of these things, I could actually take some of the best podcasts from a show, repackage it, and create a thing and say, hey, for $25 or whatever, you buy this online, you get the best of the Chris Miles Money Show or whatever, Like, there's so many ways to do that. I've got programs like Monetize Your Divine Genius that I got online that I sell for like $250 that people will buy from time to time, and CDs, and a lot of times I don't even do CDs anymore because people just want the downloads, which is even better for me because now I don't have to pay for the CDs being produced, right? I just have to send the link and they can just download it. How awesome is that now? Like nowadays, the possibilities are endless because of online space. So that's what I mean. It's like there's so many ways to generate this. But it's just, again, like it's always a matter of what we pick, what we do, and how much you're willing to put towards it. You want $10,000 a month, or whatever that number is for you. And by the way, the cool thing is when you, even if you get up to like $3,000, $4,000 a month, guess what? That's extra capital you can use to go and invest again and again and again and again. You know, I have an opportunity right now with $25,000, I can actually increase my cash flow by almost, actually right now, I'd say by a couple grand a month, but probably in the next month or two, it would actually be over $5,000 a month. Now, how many people would love to be able to say, yeah, that's cool. $25,000 to make at least $50,000 over the next year. Yeah, I think that's a pretty good return on investment. So guess what I'm investing in? I'm doing that. And so it's cool because if there's opportunities like that that come up. By the way, that's just for one of my streams of income. That was just because I had an opportunity. If I bought into this particular kind of package or program with what I was already offering, what I was already doing from one of the streams of income, they've increased my pay by 15%. So for me, that's a no-brainer. You know, that's my next cash investment, I guess you could say. So remember, as you build up this cash, there's other opportunities that will show up, other things you could do to accelerate this. You don't have to hit $10,000 a month right away. But, you know, if you work at it and you really start to be profitable and monitor what you're spending and monitor what you're making and keeping being a good steward of that, so then you're not just not consuming everything you're making, now you have a better chance of accelerating this faster. You know, there's one of my friends, you know, Buck Joffrey out there, he talks about there's mass and there's velocity. Mass is like the amount of money you have to invest and work with. Well, velocity is how quickly you can make it, you know, and also the returns and that kind of thing, right? You know, that velocity is accelerated if you've got more cash flow. So it could be just, you know, reducing your expenses. It could be reducing your taxes, like I talk about with people doing, right? That could give you more money to work with. You know, and also just when you make more money, make sure you stay profitable. You don't just consume it all, but you actually go and reinvest with that. And I'm telling you, like, it could happen for you. And some of you might be, they're very small percentage of you. It could be a matter of months, like it was for me. And others could be a matter of years. You know, I'll tell you the second time for me to retire because I was digging out such a big hole, it took me years to get back to this place. It was intentional focus year after year after year and slowly but surely progressing toward that direction to where all of a sudden, like, there was like a, it almost just got easier so much faster. It got so much easier quickly, especially when I changed my focus to be about that. It wasn't just about having a successful business and making good money. It's about how do I make money and in a sense really have a business where I don't need to keep making the cash flow. I don't have to be actively always producing. You know, when I take on clients, it's kind of cool because I take them on. I really don't need their money. I don't need their business. I could be fine without it. But it's cool because I can coach and do what I love and get paid for it. I mean, that isn't that like what we all want life to be like, is that we do the very things that we love when we want to, with whom we want to. And I'll tell you, for me, I can't stop teaching. I'm sorry, guys. You're stuck with me. The only thing you do is just hit stop. But I'll tell you, I love it. And I love teaching. I love sharing what I know because I feel I have a stewardship or responsibility to do it. And that is the kind of life that I love. And I want you to enjoy that same life as well. So on your journey to making $10,000 a month or whatever that number is, you know, enjoy it. Love it. But remember, be a wise steward as you're growing it and doing it. And the possibilities are endless. Again, you just have to find the right avenues and right things for you. That's the key. So anyways, Chris Miles here signing off. Have a wonderful and prosperous week. We'll see you all next week.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.